Amen. Amen. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Everybody say now.
Now.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let me read that again. I think it's important to really grasp what's being said. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is God speaking. And God is encouraging his people, Israel. And I believe it has a double reference because I believe it's speaking to us as well. That God is a God that is progressive. Everybody say progressive. Say God is always moving forward. God is always doing something, and he's always outdoing himself. I love that about God. He's always outdoing himself. And in this scripture, he exhorts, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit, is exhorting the children of Israel and you and I to remember not the former things, to not consider the things of old. He does not mean that we forget them or that we never think about them or that they never come to mind anymore. But he's going to explain to us, I believe, what he is talking about. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember means to call to mind, to be thought of, to hold in the mind. God says, I want you to not remember or not hold in the mind. And I'm gonna go deeper in that because one meaning of it is this: it means to make a memorial or to enshrine something as so important or so big and so grand that you worship before it, and you can't move past it because you worship what you've enshrined. That's what God was talking about. He was not talking about forgetting his goodness or forgetting the things that he had done. He's not said that because David many times told us in the scripture to talk about the works of God and to remember them and to tell them to our children and to our children's children. And so that's not what God is talking about. But what he is talking about is, I don't want you to hold something in your mind in such a way that you enshrine it and in such a way that you are stuck there because you are worshiping before that thing that you have enshrined. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how grand it's been. I don't care what God has done in the past. God is bigger than the last move. God is bigger than anything he's done in the past. And he does not want us to be stuck in the past. Everybody say, move on.
Move on.
So now watch this. The Holy Spirit asks the question, shall you not know it? God says, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Everybody say, God will do it. Say, it's settled.
It's settled.
God said it.
God said
it's settled.
It's settled.
Now, let me tell you this. When God says it, it's settled, whether you agree with it, whether you don't, it doesn't matter. It's settled. God said, I will do a new thing. No question about it. I'll do it. The only question is, will you participate with me in it? The only question is, are you going to miss the new thing that I'm doing because you're still worshiping at the shrine of what I did?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Everybody say, move on. Say, I'm moving on. Say, I'm moving on with God. See, the question is, shall you not know it? In other words, it's very possible, God is saying, that I would do something new, something better, something greater, something grander, something more magnificent than you have ever seen or experienced before, but you can miss it because you're still worshiping at the enshrined memory of the past. remember not. That's what he's saying. When he says remember not the former things, he's saying don't let enshrined memories of the past keep you from moving forward. Be thankful for the wonderful memories. Be thankful for what God has done in the past. Be grateful for those memories and thankful for them. But do not be a prisoner of the memories of the past. Do not be a prisoner of the memories of the past, whether good or bad. Some people are stuck in the past because of memories that have things that have happened in the past, and they are stuck there, and they are held prisoner by the memories of the past. Everybody say, let it go.
Let it go.
And move on.
And move on.
So, God says, I'm going to do a new thing. Be thankful for the memories. Be thankful for what He's done. But I refuse to be held a captive to the memories of the past. I refuse to be held in captivity worshiping at the shrine of the past. God is on the move. Everybody say, God is on the move. Now, as I was waiting on the Lord and meditating and seeking God about this service today in particular, I heard the Lord speak three words to me, which He often does. This is many times the way He brings a message to me, is He will speak two or three words to me. And I will tell them to you in just a moment, but we are quickly moving to the end of 2018. We're coming very rapidly to the end of this year. We will never see it again. It is almost over. Very soon we'll be starting a brand new year. And I began to feel this stirring in my spirit about this new year. And that's when I heard the Holy Spirit speak these three words to me, positioned for transition. Everybody say, positioned for transition. I really feel like this is what this word was that God gave me in Isaiah 43. It's a preparatory word. I'm getting to do something new. I'm getting ready to do something new. Remember not the former things. Don't get stuck worshiping at the shrine of what I did because I'm getting ready to do something new. So then I heard the Holy Spirit say, position for transition. And I don't pretend that I know everything that God has in store for us. I've never said that. I've never pretended to do that or know that. But I don't know that what He has for us as a corporate body or an individual. I don't understand it all. But I do understand this. I understand that the word transition means movement. Everybody say movement.
Movement.
In other words, transition always speaks of movement, progress, or forward motion. Transition is always about leaving one place to go to another. And Elisha could not get to Bethel without leaving Gilgal. He could not get to Jordan or Jericho without leaving Bethel. He couldn't get to Jordan without leaving Jericho. It's all about transition. It's all about movement. It's all about progress. It's about leaving one place to go to another. It's about movement. Everybody say movement.
Movement.
Say, God is on the move.
God.
I'm going to move with Him.
Now,
transition, everybody say transition.
Transition.
Now, transition is not something that people always look forward to. In fact, most of the time people don't look forward to it. Because transition means leaving some things behind. Transition means I have to participate. This is not going to happen to me. This is going to happen with me. Everybody say participate. Transition is something that requires participation. Transition cannot happen by accident. It's not an accident. Transition is a choice to cooperate and move with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, I'm going to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Now, transition has three main components. Number one is letting go of the old. If I'm going to transition into the new, I have to be willing to let go of the old. If I'm going to experience new things with God, I have to let go of the great memories of the past. I cannot remain worshiping at enshrined memories of the past. I've got to let it go. Everybody say, let it go.
Let it go.
Say, let it go.
Let it go.
Say, let go of the old.
Let it go.
Number two, transition. The second part of transition is this, trusting. Everybody say, trusting.
Trust.
Why trusting? Because you don't know where you're going. You don't know everything that is waiting on you. When you move from one place to another place, you don't know everything that is waiting on you at that next place. You just know that you're moving. I moved from Oklahoma to California. I didn't know everything that was waiting for me. I didn't know that this was waiting for us here. But we had to transition to get here. And in the transition, we had to let go of the old, and we had to trust God in the transition to get us to the place we are today. So number one is letting go of the old. Number two is trusting. And number three is taking hold of the new. Everybody say taking hold,
of the new.
Why is transition so hard most of the time? Most of the time, transition is difficult because the Holy Spirit does not tell us exactly where we're going. He just witnesses to our spirit that our time in a certain place or certain conditions or certain environment is getting ready to change. He witnesses to our spirit that there's something new on the horizon. Oh, shata bahaya. Then we must decide if we really want everything God has prepared for us, or are we going to settle down at the comfortable and the familiar. Multitudes of people are still in the ashes of what God did when God has already moved on and doing something fresh and something new. Entire denominations and organizations have died because they refused to move with God. Everybody say, move on.
Move on.
Say, I'm moving with God.
I'm moving with God.
Now hang on. So we have to decide, are we going to settle for the comfortable and the familiar? Elijah's role, I've been studying Elijah and Elisha a lot. Elijah's role in Elisha's life was a role of transition. Elijah, at one point, even played the devil's advocate. He says to Elisha, stay here. What is he doing? He's playing the part of the devil who doesn't want you to get any farther, who wants you to stay worshiping at the enshrined memories of the past. Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. But Elisha said, no, I'm going to be nice. No, Mr. Devil, I will not stay here. If God is moving beyond this, I want what he's doing. I refuse to stay here when God is doing something bigger. I refuse to be stuck at the memory of the past, worshiping at enshrined memories of what God has done when God is doing something fresh and something new. So Elijah was speaking as the devil would to try to discourage someone from receiving God's best. Of course, Elijah wanted Elisha to receive the mantle. Of course, he had poured into his life for over 10 years, some say. Some scholars say 10 to 20 years. But he knew Elisha had to want it enough to transition. Everybody say transition.
Transition.
In other words, he had to want it enough to let go of, leave the comfortable, leave the familiar, and go into the unseen and the unknown. Everybody say transition.
Transition.
Say position.
Position.
For transition.
For transition.
Now, transition is a difficult place many times because it is an in-between place. I call it the squeezing place. When you're in transition, you're being squeezed. It's the place where you've left where you were. You left where you were adjusted. You left what you were comfortable with. You knew what to expect. You had a pretty good handle on everything. But when you get in transition, you don't have a handle on nothing. When you get in transition, you don't know what to expect next. All you know is God is doing something fresh and new, and you are following Him one step at a time. It's the place where faith is tested. It's the place where you're tempted to grumble and complain and start looking back to the old familiar comfort zone. It's the place, transition, it's the place where you either break through or you break down. It's the necessary place because it's the proving ground. It's where you prove to God by your actions and your attitude that you're more interested in following Him than being comfortable. Boy, I said a big mouthful right there. That's where you prove to God by your actions and by your attitude that you are more interested in following God and being in sync with the Holy Spirit than being comfortable. And I'm going to tell you right now that a majority of the body of Christ is more satisfied to be comfortable than to be discomforted for transition. Transition's not easy. It's not easy. It costs. It's difficult. You have to let go of some things. You have to let go of some very familiar things. You have to let go of some things that you are very comfortable with and that you're very thankful for to move forward and to not be stuck worshiping at the shrine of what God did, no matter how good it was. I think one of the most inspiring things I learned from the story of Elijah and Elisha was this. Elisha went beyond his mentor. Let's say it again. Elisha went beyond his mentor. Elisha pushed for more. Is there anybody in this house? If I do anything as a minister of the gospel, it is a desire of my heart to push somebody, to put a spirit in somebody, to put a passion in somebody, to ignite a fire in somebody, that they would go beyond me. What's wrong with you? Did I start speaking in tongues? Did I start speaking in tongues right there? Nobody understood what I was saying? That is what a mentor desires. That is what a spiritual father desires. That's what a pastor, a leader, a minister, that's what they desire. That's what they're passionate about. That's what they're pouring their life into. What? It is so somebody else will pick up the mantle and somebody else will say, bless God, my pastor wrote 10 books. I'm going to write 20. Come on. My pastor did this, I'm going to do this. My mentor did this, I'm going to do double. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody with me today?
Yeah.
Anybody understand what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking in tongues, right?
Yeah.
All right. Elisha, well, follow me now. Elisha had developed his own appetite. Elisha didn't want just what he saw in and on Elijah. He wanted double. Everybody say double.
Double.
Man, I love this. The Holy Spirit started opening this up to me yesterday about how Elisha developed an appetite for himself. Thank God for what pastor is serving up. Thank God for what our mentor is giving to us and pouring into us. But dear friend, God wants you to develop an appetite for yourself so that your appetite goes beyond even the appetite of your mentor and your teacher and your spiritual leader or spiritual father. Elisha did not just want what he saw in and on Elijah. He wanted double. Everybody say double.
Double.
Which means he not only wanted what he had seen an experience with Elijah, he wanted more.
Amen.
He wanted what he had never seen and never experienced. I believe that Elijah, as Elisha's mentor, knew something about what God had in store for Elisha. No doubt he knew that he was in training as a prophet. He perceived it. He was preparing him for it. But I believe that Elisha's request surprised Elijah. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest about it. It really surprises a mentor when a protege says, I want double what you got. Because it don't happen very often. Because most people are comfortable just getting little bits and pieces. They're comfortable just being served up a meal. And it does something, man, when a mentor, when a spiritual father sees a spiritual son, a spiritual daughter getting an appetite for their self, man, and they're cutting up that steak and they're eating that steak for themselves and they're saying, thank you, Father, thank you, mentor, thank you, pastor, thank you, leader, thank you for teaching me, thank you for what you have produced and what you brought to me, but I've got an appetite. I want more.
Amen.
I want more. Oh, I'm not like that. Come on, lift your hands and just bless him in his house. Come on, lift your hands. Tell him I want more. Tell him I want more. I want more. Tell him I got an appetite. Holy Spirit, I got an appetite. I thank you for an appetite today. Woo! Glory to God. It is what every mentor, every spiritual father, every pastor wants for their flock, for their spiritual sons and their daughters. They want that for them, but it is rare. I want double. That's the way it should be. I want what God has for me through you. And then I want my own too. I mean, understand what I'm saying. I want what God has for me through you. And I am going to pull on you. I am going to put a pull on you. I am going to put a demand on that wisdom and on that anointing and on that mantle. And I'm going to pull on you. I want everything that God is depositing in you. But when I have drained that well, I want what God has for me too. I want double.
Woo!
I want double. That's what Elijah, that's what Elisha was saying. Wow. I want double. Now watch. I want what God has for me through you, and then I want my own. Because when I get ready to go, and it's time for me to pass this mantle, it won't be Elijah's mantle. It will be Elisha's mantle.
Yeah.
When I get ready to go, and I pass this mantle, it won't be my dad's mantle. It won't be my mentor's mantle. It won't be what they put in me. It will be everything they put in me plus. But it will be my mantle.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. How many understood that?
Yeah. Amen.
I believe you did. I'm talking today about being positioned for transition. I've been talking about being positioned for transition because one of the most important ways to position ourselves for transition is to know something about what to expect in transition. In other words, to know something about what transition looks like and feels like. I believe the Holy Spirit is giving us a sense of what to expect as we transition. If I say transition. Positioning ourselves for transition begins by deciding, if there's more, I want it.
Right.
Number one. If there's something better, we want it. If there's a better way, we want to learn it. If there's a greater anointing, we want it. Positioning for transition means to anticipate the new, to anticipate the different, to anticipate the greater, to anticipate the unknown, to even anticipate the uncomfortable. Anticipate means to expect, to figure on, to look forward to enthusiastically. Now, how many's ever been camping? Now, I mean really camping. Some people go camping, and when they go camping, there's no difference between the house and the camping. But they take all their conveniences with them. But I mean really camping. Because if you go really camping, you leave your microwave at home. You leave your curling iron at home. You leave your hair dryer at home. You anticipate the uncomfortable. You anticipate the inconvenient. You anticipate that something may happen out of the ordinary. That's part of the excitement of camping, really camping. That's part of the excitement, the thought of seeing and experiencing new things, different things, and things beyond your control. That is part of positioning for transition. It is facing the future fearlessly, knowing that this is a God journey, and the one who has brought us to this place is the same one who is leading us into the unknown. The one that brought me thus far is the one that's going to lead me the rest of the way. And if I trusted him and he brought me safely to this place and he brought me safely to this experience and this anointing, then that same God that has been faithful to bring me to this place is going to lead me and transition me to that greater place, to that greater anointing, to that greater glory. Woo! Hallelujah. And I'm anticipating. Part of positioning for transition is anticipation. Facing the future fearlessly. I believe this is one of the reasons why the Bible records God's dealing with the children of Israel. He would lead the children of Israel through the wilderness with a cloud by day and what? A fire by night. God's part was to lead the way by a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire. Their part was to follow. God's part was to lead the way. Their part was to stay positioned for transition. If you will study the children of Israel and their movement through the wilderness, you'll find that they did not know when the cloud would move. But it was their responsibility to move with the cloud when it moved. So the cloud may stop for a month or 3 months. They would set up camp. And that would be their temporary, if I say temporary.
Temporary.
That would be their temporary dwelling place. But they were in, if I say transition.
Transition.
They were in transition. The whole wilderness journey was transition. They were in transition. They had to stay positioned for transition. God did not send them an email and tell them in advance, next week at such and such a time, the cloud will be moving. Be ready to move with the cloud. They just simply woke up in the morning expecting the cloud that was there yesterday and last week and the week before and last month and the month before to be in the same place. But when they got up and looked, all of a sudden, the cloud was moved. When they saw that the cloud was moved, they went through the camp immediately, breaking things down, getting ready to move because the cloud.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Because the cloud was moving. Because they knew that God was on the move and there was something new getting ready to happen. They were getting ready to experience new territory and new dimensions and new experiences. And so they would break down the camp and follow the cloud. Friend, I'm not concerned about the crowd. I'm concerned about the cloud. I'm not following crowds, but I'm following the cloud. And the cloud might lead you away from the crowds. But God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
We're in transition. Everybody say transition.
Transition.
Say position.
Position
for transition.
Transition.
God's part was to lead the way by a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire. Their part was to stay positioned for transition, to live every minute with an attitude of readiness to move when the cloud moved. In Exodus chapter 13, 21 through 22, it says this. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Then Exodus 40, 36 through 38. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. I believe this is in the Bible to illustrate to you and to me that we are to never get stuck, even if and when God led you to the place you are, even when you know that it's a God thing and God is doing it and God is working it and it's a God thing that you're experiencing, you still have to stay positioned for transition. It doesn't matter how good it is. It doesn't matter how grand it is. It doesn't matter how glorious it is. It doesn't matter that it's the best thing that's ever happened in your life up till this point in time. You still have to stay positioned for transition. Everybody say position for transition. And we only have two choices. We only have two choices as children of God. Mm-hmm. We either follow the cloud and be in the move as we're on the move, as we follow the cloud and be in the move of what God is doing, or we remain where God was and what God had done. So many people are satisfied with the ashes of a fire departed. Oh, this is where the fire burned. Oh, this is the way God did it. Oh, this is what He did. Oh, and all those things are wonderful. Right? Make no mistake about it. I'm not talking about despising those things. Wonderful. Thank God for them. But I'm talking about being positioned for transition, that we do not get stuck worshiping at the enshrined memories of where God has been and what He has done and the way that He did it. But we have to stay positioned for transition into the new. Come on, raise your hands again. I feel the Holy Ghost. Father, we bless You today. We bless You today. We know, God, that You're up to something. We know, God, that You're doing something. We want to be in sync with heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, that cloud and that fire today, they're not in the natural. They're not in the physical, visible arena anymore. That pillar, that cloud, that fire is in you. The Holy Spirit leads us from the inside. But it is just as real and just as valid, and even more so than the way He led the children of Israel through their wilderness journeys. Moses did not know the way through the wilderness either. He was depending on the cloud and the fire as well. Moses' greatest responsibility was the same as mine: to keep the people stirred up, to keep them in a spirit of anticipation, to keep them in an attitude of transition. You've been here for a week. Oh, okay, that's all right. Don't forget, God can change His mind anytime. God can move anytime. He can change the directions anytime. Oh, you've been here for 3 months. Oh, that's okay. That's wonderful. Having a good time, enjoying what God's doing. Okay, but don't forget, God's on the move. God can move anytime. Things could change anytime. Situations could change anytime. You got to stay ready. You got to stay mobile. You got to stay anticipating. You got to stay expecting. You got to stay positioned for transition. That was Moses' job. Keep the people from getting settled down. to keep them in an attitude of transition, to keep them looking forward, to keep them leaning forward, to keep them pressing forward, to keep them anticipating the future, to not let them settle down, to remind them, no matter how good it is, this is not all there is to it. You have just seen the iceberg or the tip of the iceberg. This is just a sample of what is to come. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands all over this building today. Come on, lift your hands. I feel like God is sending a word to this house today. God is sending a word to people listening on Facebook today. People that are listening by way of podcast today. God is sending a word. There is something new. There's something getting ready to happen. There's something getting ready. There's a transition that's getting ready to take place. I feel the Holy Ghost. This began to boil in my spirit. It began to boil in my spirit. Yes, I want you to stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. I feel something happening. I feel like God is speaking a word, not just to our church, but to our church, to me, to you, to us, collectively, individually, to our church, but to God's people, collectively, that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And this is what I sense in the Spirit. It's like there's a portal that is opening up. There's a portal that's opening up. But it's a time frame. And it's not going to last for long. It's not going to be a long time. It's going to be an opening when that opens up, we've got to step in. When it opens up, we've got to jump in. We've got to seize the moment. Because if we don't seize the moment, if we're not in a condition of readiness, if we're not positioned for transition, then as that dimension, that's what I heard the Holy Spirit saying. He said it is an opening into another dimension, a new dimension, a dominion dimension. It's a new realm, a new dimension. And that place, that portal, that opening is going to be short term. And we've got to be in a state of readiness. We've got to be positioned for transition. That as it opens, we step. As it opens, we step. We don't have to be woke up. We don't have to be pepped and propped up and pumped up. But when it opens, we step. Why? Because we've been living in an attitude of being positioned for transition. And we have been waiting. And we have been looking and anticipating that God is getting ready to do something we've never seen before. God is getting ready to do something we've never experienced before. And we don't want to miss it. How many know what I'm telling you is the truth? If you know this is truth, do you feel this in the spirit? If you know this truth, I want you to come to the front of this building. I need you to join me today. I need you to join me today. Because I need you to agree with me today that we don't miss it. I need you to agree with me today that when this happens, and as this happens, and it's happening right now, it's beginning to happen, that as it happens, and as that door and that portal opens, that we do not miss it. Because it's going to shift us. It's going to shift us into a total new dimension. A total new dimension. And this is why God sent this word today. This is why He sent this word today. Because He wants to get rid of fear. He wants to get rid of fear of the unknown. He wants to get rid of the fear. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what to expect. Yeah, that's right. You don't know. You don't know. Because it's God. But what you do know is He has been faithful all the way up to this point. And He's not going to change from this point on. But God is getting us ready, positioned for transition. I want you to begin to pull on Him right now. And just tell God, God, I want to be ready. Just tell Him I want to be ready. I don't want to miss it. Say, you got to get in the Spirit. You got to get in the Spirit. He's going to lead us by the Spirit. It's not going to be by the flesh. We're not going to get this by the flesh. We're not going to get this by the carnal mind. Come on, I need some people to pray in the Holy Ghost. I need some people to pray in the kingdom. Some of you have been experiencing a lot of warfare. Some of you have been experiencing a lot of warfare because the enemy is trying to discourage you. The enemy is trying to discourage you, because you're right on the verge of a breakthrough. You're right on the verge of stepping into something new and something better and something bigger than anything you've ever experienced in your life. And the devil wants you to have a breakdown, but we're not going to break down. We're going to break through. We're not going to break down. We're going to break through. We're going to walk in that place. We're going to experience the new and the greater and the more glorious and the fuller fire of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we don't have to understand it. We don't have to understand it, God. We don't have to see it to believe it, God. We believe it to see it, God. We believe you to see it, Lord. You're doing something new in our life today. I don't want to miss it, Lord. I want to stay ready. I want to stay positioned for transition. There's a lot happening in our nation right now. There's a lot happening in our world, our society right now. And if you look at this from the natural, everything looks negative. If you look at it from the natural, so much of it looks negative. So much of it looks antichrist. So much of it looks against God. But God has sent this word because God is wanting to remind his people that it doesn't matter what is happening in the natural, it cannot keep God.
Amen.
From being God. Right. It will not stop God from moving. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is not going to stop what he has on his agenda. And God has something on his agenda that this world has not seen. Jesus, we thank you. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Positioned for transition today. We don't want to miss it, God. We don't want to miss it. We've been through Gilgal, been to Bethel, been to Jericho, standing at the Jordan, Lord. We don't want to miss it. Something's getting ready to happen. I prophesy, something's getting ready to happen. Something's getting ready to happen in this nation. Something's getting ready to happen in the body of Christ. And this is what I sense in the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to be real nice about this while I say this. There is a separation that's getting ready to take place within the church. There is people out of a people. There is a people, a remnant people, that is getting ready to separate themselves from the crowd. There is a dimension of God that is getting ready to open up in the body of Christ. And those that are positioning for transition are going to step into that dimension.
Yes.
And when they do, something is going to happen. They may still be in the same building, but they won't be in the same dimension. Oh, I lost somebody right there.
Oh, amen.
Somebody just went right past you. Don't understand what I'm talking about. You may be in the same building, but the passionate, the hungry, the thirsty, those who had an appetite for God, those who have been pursuing and reaching and stretching and pressing, all of a sudden they're going to step into a new dimension. And we're going to be in a different place. Everybody ain't going to get it. Everybody ain't going to get it. But immediately, when Elisha picked up the mantle, he transitioned to a different place. Physically, he was still the same place. Physically, he had the same characteristics. But he slipped into another dimension. He slipped into the realm of the supernatural, where the supernatural became natural for him. Hallelujah. If you understand this, if you know what I'm talking about, I want you to lift your hands one more time. And I want you to just praise him right now that God has chose us, that he chose us for this word.
Woo!
Thank you for choosing us, Lord. Thank you for choosing us for this world. Thank you for choosing us for this season. Thank you for choosing us for this destiny. Thank you for choosing us for this new dimension and this new anointing that's coming upon your people today, God. Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we sense it in the Spirit. We sense it in the Spirit that we're in a place of transition. We sense it in the Spirit that the mantle is descending and we're not going to pass it by. We're not going to let it lie. We're going to take up that mantle and walk in that place. How many understood what I said today? Did this make sense to you? Does it make sense to you? I want you to reach up your hands today. And I want you to just tell the Lord that you want that. Tell him I want it. Personally, tell him I want it. I want it, Lord. I want that mantle. I want that anointing. I want that transition. I want that new dimension. I want that glory. I don't have to understand it. I hunger for it. I thirst for it. I desire it, Lord. I'm reaching for it. I feel God is doing something today. I feel a hunger. I feel a desire. I feel a craving. I feel a longing. Oh God, it's good. You've been good to me. You've been faithful. Where I'm at is good. What I've experienced is good. But it's not the end. It's not the end. You're doing something new. You're doing something big. And we're not going to be stuck worshiping at the enshrined memories of the past. We have to be willing to let go, to move on. Let go, to take hold. And in the process, we have to trust. In the process, we have to trust. Why trust? Because we don't understand everything God's doing. Because God operates like the military. He operates on a need-to-know basis. He will tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. And that's all. And right now, this is what we need to know. This is what he's saying. Stay positioned for transition. Because something's getting ready to happen in the body of Christ. A shift is getting ready to take place. There has been over the years, and I'm going to say this, and I believe I'll be done. There's been over the years a division within the body of Christ of churches that went leftist and went socialist and went worldly and went carnal, and they separated themselves from the church. And they went after the world. They went after abortion. They went after homosexuality. They went after same-sex marriage. They went after all. And that's the direction they went. And you can recognize them by that. But there is a separation that's getting ready to take place in the church that didn't go.
Yeah.
That's going to another level. Even to the church that didn't go, the church that stayed, the church that didn't split, the church that didn't become carnal and worldly and fleshly and devilish and demonic. Even within that frame, there is still something getting ready to happen. Within that body, in that framework, that God is calling a people out of a people. And as ugly as that separation has been over the years that we have seen happen in major organizations, that part was necessary to get it loose from the church. But now God is doing something even stronger and purer and deeper, because he's dealing with the church in the church. He's dealing with the remnant people, even within the body of the majority. They're saying, Lord, I want more than just to go to heaven. I want more than fire insurance. It guarantees I'm not going to hell. I want the mantle.
Yes.
I want the mantle.
Come on, Kim, you slip your hand up. If that's you today, just slip your hand up and say, I want the mantle. I want the mantle. And the fire insurance doesn't satisfy me anymore, God. Fire insurance doesn't satisfy me. It's not enough. I want the mantle. I want the supernatural in my life. I want your power, your glory in my life. I want to walk with you, Lord, in that new dimension that you're calling us to. Lord, we are positioning ourselves for transition. Say it with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you today for the word that you have sent to us. Thank you for choosing us
for this move,
for this work,
for this
activity
of your spirit
in our society,
in this world,
at this time.
Thank you
for choosing us.
And we choose you.
We choose
to walk with you,
to trust you
in transition
into the new,
into the greater,
into the grander,
into the greater glory
that you have prepared for us
from before the foundation of the world.
And Lord,
help us to stay positioned
for transition
and to not miss it
when it comes.
In Jesus' name.
Can you put your hands together and bless them?
Delivered it to you today, this is a word to me. God is speaking this word to me. And I know that as he was speaking it to me, he was speaking it to us.
Amen.
Remain positioned for transition. Because, friend, you haven't seen anything yet.
Amen.
You haven't seen anything yet. I want you to shake hands. Hug next, love one another, and tell at least five people you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. Come on, you haven't. You haven't seen anything yet. Hallelujah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.